to Aussie Tech Heads, podcasting live from the Secret Hub Studios on the Gold Coast, Australia. Sit back, relax, and listen for a while. Who knows? You might learn something.
Well, it's a very good welcome to everyone who's downloaded the podcast this week and listening right now. I'm Glenn, and welcome to another episode of Aussie Tech Heads. It is episode 465, and it is the 26th of November, 2015. Probably a bit of a slow week this week, but I'm sure, hopefully, we can keep you entertained over the next maybe 45 to 60 minutes, see how we go, talk a few stories, go off on a few tangents, and see what happens. Now, we are brought to you by ATHwebhosting.com.au, and a little birdie has told me that it's going to be a new web page out pretty soon. That's coming soon, so watch out for that. But anyway, in the meantime, you can still find some great hosting packages, nice and affordable, all in Sydney. So it's a direct feed straight out to the big, wide, bad world out there. All right, and to help us chew the fat, let's go and see who we got around the table tonight. It is, first of all, it's Shane. How you doing, Shane?
Hello, everyone. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Now, I always throw you. I threw you with Guy Fawkes Night. I throw you with Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know Thanksgiving. That's when you kill turkeys or something.
It is, yeah. I thought, well, we pinched the Halloween off of the Americans. Why can't we have their Thanksgiving as well?
Well, anyway, Siri's understood because she's just said, I don't understand Thanksgiving. It's just all popped up by itself. So there you go. Good night. I'll turn you right off.
Put your phone next to the... she won't hear me, will she?
She might. We'll try that in a second. But hello, Eric. How are you going?
Hello, gentlemen.
What's new with you?
Not much. Just still without a kitchen.
Right. But you've got a big space.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, that's right. I sent you the photos. That's correct.
Yeah, it looks real good. Mm. All right. Now, Shane, how's job hunting?
I'm still in that holding pattern. I'm just waiting to hear from a couple of jobs, actually, to see whether I've progressed to the next stage. Right. So, and it's just a matter of, I can see either, I'm not going to get either of them, or I'll get offered
both
at different times, and I'll have to kind of make my mind up which one I want.
Mm. Just take both, mate.
Yes.
Just like go part-time 3 days with one and like 2 days with
right. There's no, three and three. You only get Sunday off.
Actually, no, okay. There's a story. Oh, look, my mouse is starting to fail.
But me too.
Because I've clicked things, and it clicks about five times. Look, I'm just going to try and find a story I read today. It was about this guy who had written scripts to do his job. And apparently he was quite successful. He just wrote scripts. And there's a picture of him just sitting back in his lounge. I can't find it just off the top of my head. But anyway, that was the gist of it and the guts of the story anyway. Yes.
And here I am thinking you care deeply about my situation and all you were trying to do was a segue to a story.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Correct.
Now, can I just want to touch on something and just get Eric's thoughts about it. But now, Shane, you email me and we won't mention any names of what company and that is potentially going to hire you. But you were saying that there is a five-hour interview for the position.
Yeah, because that's not like a big clue.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's not a clue.
Why?
Well, yeah, no, there's a five-hour face-to-face interview if I get that far.
So McDonald's are really...
5 hour face-to-face? Are they going to buy you lunch?
Well, McDonald's.
No, yeah. They won't do Mac.
They're going to teach you how to flip burgers.
They're going to take it to Starbucks. Drinking a hideous coffee.
But can you understand? Can you believe that 5 hours interview?
No, I think that's a bit overkill. I think self-important wankers. Sorry.
So, what is this? Do you know how many people are in on the panel or anything like that? Or you don't know that much?
No, I hope I still get to find out. But no, I don't know if it's a panel interview or whether it's one person or whether I'm assuming it's potentially going to be a panel kind of interview, and it won't be an interrogation.
I know what this will be. It'll be a one-on-one. You'll have that for about an hour. Then you'll have a panel for about an hour. And then they'll sit you in a room for half an hour, make you sweat. Then you'll do a psych test, which will go for an hour. That's 3.5 hours. And then at the end of it, you'll come back and have another hour, half an hour with the one guy, the original guy, and a final half an hour to an hour with the panel. I've had these before.
All I can say is make sure you have the toilet.
Go to the toilet, bring a spare pair of undies, maybe some deodorant, maybe, and a sandwich.
Yeah. And away you go.
Have you been on the receiving end or the other end of these interviews?
No, I don't do interviews like that. If you walk in and I don't like the look of you, you're not going to get 2 minutes with me. I've been on the receiving end, the other end, with Macquarie Bank, actually.
Yeah, you're right. That's they're big. Well, I don't think I've even really done too many interviews to get a job in my life. The first I went when I was 18, I went to the NAB. I just got interviewed by the local accountant there, and he just said, he says, I can tell now that you're going to get the job because you're a guy. I went, yeah, cool.
Okay, cool.
Because all he had was chicks, applying. And then I later found out that, yeah, he'd hired girls before and they just all end up going off getting pregnant and just, you know, wasting time, he said, wasting time. Yeah, wouldn't be allowed
old,
to say
the
that.
Good old 80s, the old sexist 80s.
Yes, right? That's right. But anyway, in any case, he hired me and another girl. So anyway, girls do a look in. And then I don't know, what else was there? There's no interviews, nothing like 5 hours. That's crazy, Shane. Absolutely crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, well, that's the last step. There's there's another phone screening before then. I've done one already, and then there's another phone screening. Then they fly me over for this 5 hour thing, and then go from there.
Nice. All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, let's get into it, eh? Now, as you know, Star Wars is coming out in a couple of weeks. Yes. The brand new, whatever it's called, Star Wars something, something, something. And I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but anyway.
I don't mind it. I won't be lining up like a geek the night before.
I'll have a look at it.
But I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it. Yeah, so
both of you should hand in your geek licenses after comments like that.
Oh, come on.
Are you telling me that you liked episode four, whatever it is?
Well, the original. No, I can understand why people arced up about the 1, 2, and 3. But having said that, they needed 1, 2, and 3 because George Lucas, in his infinite wisdom, started the trilogy at 4.
Yes. Well, I'm saying number 5 I found to be totally boring. The second part of the 70s ones.
Well, Empire Strikes Back.
Is that where Darth Vader wasn't in it?
No idea.
Yeah. No, that was 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah, whatever. So I'm confused. No one knows what's going on. All right, but anyway, I know that a lot of people, you don't want to get spoiled when you're trawling around the net, and I can tell you there are thousands of spoilers for this thing out there. I don't understand why they've leaked so much. It looks like the whole film is just about being leaked online, and because I know, coming up to each week of Doctor Who, I don't want to, see spoilers. I'll purposely come Sunday morning, I will not look on Facebook until I watch it Sunday night. So I just don't want it spoiled. But anyway, good news for Star Wars fans is that you can get a Chrome extension that detects when you're on a Star Wars page or Star Wars is mentioned on the page, and it blurs the page. So there you go. That's good, isn't it?
Just waste.
Blur the Star Wars stuff, not the whole page.
Stupid people.
So, but I read a story or heard a story a couple of weeks ago now where J.J. Abrams said, at least at that time, that the movie hadn't even been finished. He was still editing it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, but the story would still be there.
Oh, yeah, I think he's just doing,
just get grabs. Still got grabs.
But it adds a Stormtrooper helmet button to your browser as well, which toggles blocking on and off in case your curiosity grows too strong. So there you go. Something funny to have a look at if you want to go looking at one of those things. What did you find out this week, Shane? What tickled your fancy?
Well, do you want me to do my rants or do you want me to go
straight rant? Go off.
Yeah, I'll do a rant. Start from the top. Rant away.
All right. So I'll do the Channel 9 thing first and then I'll do the other one because I have a feeling Eric might want to pile on with the other one.
Oh, yeah. I'll pile on anything. You just give me a reason.
All right, so as we all know, we're hoping we know that today is the day that Channel 9 had released an extra channel, which meant all the other channels had to be reprogrammed or rescanned. Now, with my TV, one of my TVs at least, and I admittedly it's an old one, but when I did the rescanning of it, I got two issues that came up. The main issue is Channel 90, which was Gem, is now only picking up audio, where it's supposed to be the HD version of Channel 9, the new one that's supposed to come out.
Yeah.
And also, and I got around this by blocking them, but also my TV picked up double channels. It was like Channel 9 twice, and it wasn't like 9 and then, say, 19 was 9 as well. It was 9 come up twice, 7 come up twice, 22 come up twice, that kind of thing.
Is this Foxtel?
No, this is just free-to-air.
Oh, free-to-air. Right.
Yeah. You think you got problems? I get 4 of every channel.
That's the Freeview algorithm issue.
Well, I get, because there's so many repeaters or whatever around it, I get Brisbane, then Gold Coast, then Northern New South Wales, and then that's 3 lots, and then I think there's another lot stuck in there just for good measure.
Oh, does anyone get NITV?
The NITS.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Channel 34.
When I flick across to them for about, you know, a second, and I reckon that's their highest viewership for the week.
I banned that from the TV. I took it off. You know how you can skip?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got so many channels, like, you know, 4 times, I just skipped a lot of it because that NITV took over an SBS channel, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this Gem.
It's probably owned by SBS.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it probably would be. Yeah, it's probably sort of their sort of thing, isn't it? Their style. But, look, I think I've watched a footy show on it once, but that's about it. Not
the footy show on NITV?
Oh, their footy show, yeah. Their own little
Hello, everybody. Come and give me some footy show.
So, Shane, keep going. Sorry to interrupt there.
That's right. So, long story short, I'm not getting the HD version of Channel 9 at the moment. All I'm getting is the audio. Now, I did read in a comment section of an article where they said that this new Channel 9 channel is transmitting in MP4 instead of the old MPEG-2.
Mm.
So they said if your TV can't handle that format, then that could be the reason. But then they went on to say that the racing channel has got this new technology. So if your TV picks that up, then you should be fine. Now, my TV picks it up but doesn't pick it up on 78 where it should pick it up. It picks it up on 68. Right. So it could still be the MPEG-2, MPEG-4 thing.
So what's the answer? Have you rang Channel 9?
No, I just put a comment thing under the comments of the article earlier this afternoon and I haven't gone back to it yet.
What about all the other channels? Did they come back through?
Yeah, no, they're all fine. Like I said, the racing one's not where it should be and there was that double up, but I just skipped all the doubles.
Yeah.
Everything else seems to be fine. I'm in a similar situation with you, Glenn. I get normal 9 and then I'll normal 7, then I'll get GWN over here, and then I'll get Win as well, which is kind of country because I'm out of metro.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried the other TV, which is a newer TV, one that's only like 12 months old. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes. But we don't watch free-to-air on that one.
So what channel, what is your HD9, what channel number, do you know?
It's supposed to be 90, but that's the one I'm only getting audio on. And my regular 9 that's always been there is just standard def.
Yes. So I can't believe why it's taken them so long to do this. Like, why so long? And why isn't Channel 7 doing it? And why isn't Channel 10 doing it?
Like, well, Channel 7, it depends on your definition because Channel 7 do have 73, yes, which is 1080i, which they technically is HD. All of them, even with this new 9 one, it's 1080i. The only one that seems to be different is that 24 channel, which is 720 progressive.
Right. Because all the channels do have their HD version, but they're not pushing their main programming onto it. Like, you know, you'd watch the footy on channel SD, channel 9, when you think, oh, why couldn't I be watching the footy on HD, say, Gem? Instead they got some, you know, Lucille Ball black and white movie going. I couldn't understand it. But they've done the right thing now, so let's get behind them.
Let's just see how it pans out.
Yes, and as far as we know, Eric hasn't confirmed this, but we think it's going to be just streamed on the Foxtel HD rebroadcast.
Oh, look, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to just reboot the Foxtel later. I haven't even thought about it and see what happens.
Mm, it's only came out today, the 26th, so, you know, it's just in time for the cricket, the day-night pink test cricket.
Oh, that's going to be rubbish.
Yeah, I reckon people get it, Ned. They won't be able to see the ball.
They won't be able to see the ball, that's right.
Because you think that the pink ball is going to be like, in the lights, it's going to be pretty hard to see, I think.
It will be. The players have already been complaining.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see.
So I have a comment on this as well. I was thinking about it the other day. I understand tradition and all that kind of stuff with the test, and everyone usually wears white and whatnot, but they're already breaking with tradition by A, having a day-nighter, B, having a pink ball. Why couldn't they, and I'm not suggesting they go all out like they do with the 2020 or the one-dayers and wear pyjama-type uniforms. Why don't they just have, like, the Aussies wear yellow, just plain yellow instead of white. The New Zealanders can wear either black or brown or grey, and then just use the white ball like they do in one-dayers.
I'll go one better. They should make it like the lingerie football league. Everyone just goes out there in jock straps and pads.
What about the NBL? That guy got beer poured over his head.
Yeah, what a waste of a beer.
How terrible is that?
I know, what an idiot.
That is terrible.
Well, it turns out, I don't know if you read it this afternoon on news.com, but on Sunrise this morning, they were now ripping into him, and Natalie's going, but we don't know the full story. What happens if he's got some mental issue?
Oh.
According to a story I read this morning, he was actually there on behalf of some old people's home or some nursing home, and he actually does have a form of
well, that's Tourette's.
He's got alcohol-based Tourette's.
No, cognitive, something to do with cognitive judgment or something.
Cognitive dissonance.
Oh, you'd have to be pretty wary of that.
But isn't that the case, though? You know, you go and murder someone, I was insane. I'm pleading insanity. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Don't put me away.
Yeah, bit of a cop-out. But anyway, getting off track. But, yeah, keep going, Shane, with your Randy. You finished with that Channel 9 one. You got another one, I think.
Yeah, I do. And then the other one that I stumbled across, last week I made a big song and dance about how Presto was going to be available free for people that were getting the Platinum Pack. I went and actually tested that out either earlier today or the other day.
The and Platinum Pack of Foxtel, just to clarify.
Yeah. And turned out I wasn't eligible. Now, the only reason why I could put it down to at the time was that I don't actually get my Foxtel directly from Foxtel. I get it as part of a bundle through Telstra.
You know what? I don't think that should make a difference because it's still a Platinum Pack.
Yeah, and Telstra own part of Foxtel, so you're still kind of within that family of companies.
That's right, and it's still a Platinum Pack. It's the same product.
Mm.
It's just that your provider is different. It's like if I buy Apple from the Sydney store or I go and buy it at Harvey Norman, it's still an Apple product. Still under the same warranty. Shouldn't make a difference.
Isn't the pricing different though? Or
no.
Potentially? Oh, okay.
Apple's pricing is same across the board.
Well, look, I've just quickly gone through the FAQs for that particular issue or particular service. There's nothing there to say that it's Foxtel only, as in far as can't do it through a Telstra subscription. Can I register my Presto Entertainment for Platinum service using a different email? Yes. I'm a Foxtel Platinum subscriber and paying Presto customer. How can I redeem my Presto Entertainment? If you'd like to, only one Presto account, blah, blah, blah. What if I downgrade from Platinum? Can I keep Presto? If you downgrade, you will lose your eligibility. I'm a new Platinum customer. How do I sign up to Presto? Well, follow your nose. We've partnered with Presto. So this is exclusive to Foxtel customers subscribe to the Platinum package. So it doesn't sort of really say anything, but I reckon just give them a buzz. You too.
I'm going to give them the buzz.
Mm. So I'm a Platinum customer experiencing issues with Presto. Presto has a number of ways you get in touch, account issues, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't sort of say anything about thingos, being a Telstra, getting it through Telstra. It's the same thing anyway. I can't see why there is a problem. It's the same Foxtel. It's
And there might not be. I mean, there's every chance that there's something screwy with their webpage, and that's why I wasn't eligible. Although you tried it a few minutes ago, didn't you, Eric, and had the same problem.
Here we go. Presto requires an internet connection, data and compatible device, available to Foxtel Platinum customers until 31 January 2017, and only whilst they remain subscribed to Platinum. Mm. Not available to Foxtel from Telstra. Optus TV featuring Foxtel Platinum customers. If you downgrade from Platinum or cancel your Foxtel subscription, you will no longer receive access to Presto Entertainment.
That's rude, isn't it?
Yeah, like, they're trying to hook you in.
Why
hook
not?
You.
No, but why not just ring up Telstra?
Well, that's one way of getting you across to Foxtel.
So do you reckon they've done that because you can get the Foxtel on the T-Box? Oh no! Well, Presto apps on the T-Box, so that's no big deal.
No, look, they might be. Telstra owns 25% of Foxtel, but they're still competitors. Yeah. So if you went across, I did this. I used to get Foxtel from Telstra, And every now and again I switch, because if someone's got a good deal, I go back to them. Right. And you keep the same box. They don't deliver the same box. They keep the same card number, the same login. You might have to change your login because your account number might change. But, for example, I'm direct with Foxtel now, but if suddenly Telstra's got a deal, Foxtel from Telstra, it's, you know, $20 cheaper, I'm just go, righto, transfer me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just transfer yourself across, mate.
Fair enough too.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll wait and see how all this other job stuff kind of pans out and work out where I'm potentially going to be living.
That's true. But it will be a new contract. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But you can move your contract from one state to another. There's just a moving fee of $50.
Right. That's crazy. I hate moving fees.
No, I know. I'll move this, move that. Oh, man.
When does an expense just become part of a normal business expense that you have to have the expense to get the money?
But see, you're not moving anything, because all I do is flick a switch.
Yeah, I know.
If the guy was going to come to my place, grab the boxes and then drive it to my new place, I'll pay you $50. But I'm doing all that.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the way of the world, isn't it?
Mm.
And I'll tell you another way of the world. Dell has admitted to it's got security flaws in the new laptops.
What a surprise.
Oh, you picked me. Sorry.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yeah, no, you do it, because I think you're going to tackle it from a different angle anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say that Dell said this week that a security hole exists in some of its recently shipped laptops that could make it easy for hackers to access users' private data. So a pre-installed program, as you might have remembered, Lenovo were doing the same thing with, was it Snapfish or something? Something like that. But anyway, I'll get back to Dell. Pre-installed program on some newly purchased Dell laptops that can only be removed manually by consumers it may allow hackers to read encrypted messages and redirect browser traffic to spoof web pages of the real thing. That's so bad. So, but more.
How did that happen?
That's through some security certificate, some wonky security certificate they've installed or something. The software began getting installed on laptops in August, according to a spokeswoman. The company also said future systems would not contain the bug. But sort of pretty worrying is Dell declined to say how many computers or which models were affected.
That's good customer service.
Yeah, so I mean, they supply the manual instructions how to get rid of it, but how do you know you've even got it? So if they come out and said, oh, model XYZ has it, we go away and go, oh, geez, I've got XYZ, I'm going to do the fix.
That's just shocking.
It is bad, isn't it?
All it is, and when I say all it is, I mean, yeah, the ramifications are pretty bad, but it's a self-signed certificate at the root level that basically, because it's self-signed and it's at that level, it compromises all the other certificates further down the food chain.
Mm.
So, and they're all also signed with the private key comes with a certificate, and it's the same private key for every machine that has got this particular certificate. So in theory, if I've got a Dell with it, I can then go and use my certificate to then control access and things on your Dell machine, because you've got the same certificate and the same private key.
That's a bit crazy, isn't it? So what, this is a key that's installed from software to do something or other.
So like the article said, it got put on by Dell at the manufacturing stage. The article I kind of had implied that the other worrying thing was with the Superfish, people kind of worked out what that was designed to do and yeah, what it did do.
Yeah.
Whereas no one's real sure why this certificate is actually sitting there. There's no software or anything installed like there was with the Superfish, but it's just that because of the certificate and the ramifications of it and the fact that people are going, well, why is it there in the first place?
Chinese.
People are concerned.
Oh, is that what they say in Chinese?
No. Ruskies. People are concerned. Just the whole vagueness of it.
Yeah. Well, it is pretty dodgy, isn't it, really? Well, there'd be so much that sits on these computers that people just don't know is even there. Half of it just getting built and patched and built and patched some more, and just grows into this big blob of code, and probably no one knows what's there half the time. Now, how's the iPad, the Windows Surface, Eric? How's that going?
Good, no problem.
So now it's been, what, a week?
Just about over a week, probably.
Yeah, so, and no more blue screens, everything's hunky-dory.
Oh, no, none of that. That's all working smooth.
Have you been having fun with the pen?
No.
No, why?
Not really. No problem with the pen, no.
No, I said you've been having fun.
Oh, yeah, the pen's good. You've seen my notes.
Yes.
Show notes.
I just couldn't copy them out of the OneNote.
No, you can't, because they all get converted to graphics.
Yes, yes. But anyway, so you have got some notes and some stories. What did you want to talk about this week?
Well, this week, there is a story. Let me just increase my resolution. Up here, here we go. Apparently, there is a rumor from macrumors.com that iPhones are expected to have OLED displays starting in 2018. Now, can someone explain to me what the significance of that is?
Well, they're not LCDs. It's another technology, isn't it?
Is it a better screen? Because they've got Retina screens now. Is OLED better than that?
Would it be less power? I don't know for sure.
Possibly. I know LED is less power. I've just put LEDs throughout the house here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what this web page is trying to tell us. But
from what I understand, OLED is something Samsung bought out on their phones a while back. And with the blacks are a lot blacker. And I think it's because they don't have they're not backlit and all that kind of stuff. You know, like on a screen that's backlit,
you get the gray.
Sometimes gray, Yeah, so I think
LCDs. Old LCDs are like that.
Yeah, so it's probably something similar.
So the contrast is better. The definition is better.
Yeah. So your blacks are blacker, so therefore by, I guess, proxy, your colours are more vibrant because of the blacks that are behind them.
So that would be 2015 iPhones. What's they come out with? 6S?
Yeah.
2017 would be the 7S. Because next year would be the 7. So it'll be the iPhone 8.
Right, yep.
Right, so that's what, okay, I'll wait for that.
Yeah, so reading here.
We'll see. Here we go. Here's a bit. OLED displays can provide sharper images and brighter colours compared to LCD displays, but generally have a shorter lifespan and higher manufacturing costs.
Well, that'll make Tim Cook happy.
Yeah, good on your cookie. Oh, your shorter lifespan. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Planned obsolescence.
Excellent.
Got to upgrade your phone.
Every
sneaky little bastards.
Everyone's getting getting really excited about the OLED technology and go, yeah, baby.
Yeah, definition going on.
Yeah, Timmy's just there going, what? It lasts less. It only lasts 1 month. Okay. Great stuff.
Been used in cell phones since the 1990s. Oh, you're up to date, Apple.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. What else has been going on? Look, New South Wales, they're introducing digital driver's licences.
Don't like that idea.
Why not?
Oh, everything's – I'm certain things I'm traditional about, like books, for example. I like my driver's – I like the – remember the old driver's licence, Glenn? I don't know if you – did you ever have a driver's licence in New South Wales?
Yeah, paper.
Paper?
Yeah.
No picture on it?
No.
So if you're going for a drive, say, mate, give us your license.
Just a bit of paper. That's right. But I mean, I think it's a good idea because I've taken a phone.
What if you lose your phone? You know how many times I have got in the car and forgotten my phone at home? What happens if that happens?
Well, how many times you get in the car and forget your license?
Never.
I do it all the time. I've taken a photo of my license just in case.
Why how could you forget your license? Isn't it in your wallet?
But I don't take my wallet every time I go out.
Because you don't want to spend any money because you're a tight ass.
Yes.
Yeah. He takes his wife out and then makes her pay.
Yeah,
he says, oh, hang on, you're George Costanza.
Oh, I forgot my wallet.
I take my wallet everywhere.
Yeah, well, if I just go to the school, drop the kids off, I don't take it.
So you just take your license?
No, I just don't take anything.
You know that's an offence to get caught driving without a licence.
I think it might be more of an offence in New South than it is in Queensland.
Oh, because you're a bit cowboys up there, are you?
I think up here you've got to produce your licence at the earliest possible time that you can to the police station if you get caught.
So you email it to them.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Mate, what's your email address, copper? Constable.
Yeah, recreational fishers.
Yeah.
Fishers and bar staff will be the first to benefit, well, maybe not benefit if you're Eric, but benefit from the New South Wales government push to digitise state-issued licences. New South Wales drivers will have to wait until the end of 2018.
That doesn't make sense though, right? Okay, Rick, you need a fishing licence in New South Wales. I don't know what it's like in Queensland, right? So you're fishing, right? Everything's all good. And some guy goes, oh, Maya, you got a permit for that? Yeah, but I'm in the water and my phone, I can't get it out, can I? Because I'm in the water.
Well, how's this? But how is it that the fishing licenses are paper? So you're in the water fishing. Oh, it's all just...
It's all just mush. Like the mush.
Mush.
Well, they
mush.
Should just make those plastic and they should float.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm happy with that. This decision.
Responsible serves of alcohol. Bar staff just have to walk around with their phones all the time getting cancer of their testicles.
I know we're going off track, but two things that I thought a bit weird with New South Wales road rules is, A, that...
you drive on the left-hand side.
Yeah, well, there's that. And you actually can get RBT driving a boat where that doesn't happen in WA.
Oh, really?
Well,
that's why you're WA.
Yeah. And then just recently, you know those Segway-type things without the handle part?
Yeah, the hoverboard.
Yeah. How your roads minister in New South Wales has tried to declare them all
categorical. No, he hasn't declared them. He's legislated them to be illegal.
Yeah, because he's making out that they're the same as a car.
He's gay. His actual name is Duncan Gay.
Yeah.
Well.
So when I say he's gay, I'm talking about his surname.
Yeah, look, I don't say it's a bad thing. The government digital...
Why don't they do it like they do with skateboards, right? You can't ride them on the road.
So well, what's your thoughts then on the no registration stickers anymore?
I hate it.
Well, you like peeling those things off and sticking new ones on.
Yeah, well, they're not too bad. They're not as bad as they used to be. You needed a blowtorch and a spatula.
You used to have to get a razor blade onto them.
Yeah, not anymore.
No,
they just peel straight off.
Yeah, they were better. But we've gone without them now.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is? It's a cost saver. It's more money for their junkets.
Yeah.
So they save all this money sending out posts. And they go, right, that's another trip to Spain. You beauty.
Yeah, because like as this story goes further on, it was saying that the government's push, update and renew various licenses online and via smartphone, potentially removing all face-to-face transactions from the process. The state government issues 23 million licenses every year across 769 different license types. But, I mean, like, you're not going to get cheaper rego out of it.
No.
Rego will stay the same.
The thing is, benefit should, when you're in government, a benefit should run both ways.
It'd be nice. Right?
Yeah. Because the governments are not there to make a profit. They're there to you know, they've always got to have some in the kitty for, you know, capital expenditure, future plans, that sort of thing. That's fine. Mm. But if they're cutting costs, you're right, my license cost isn't going to come down. They're not sending it to me anymore. No. So why am I paying whatever it is a year or every 5 years? That's the first thing. My rego costs haven't gone down.
It's like, you know, bank fees. Statements get emailed out or you print them off yourself.
Yeah, but my bank fees haven't changed.
No. Their costs are gone down and they put their ATM fees up.
That's right.
Crazy.
So, you know, they're all going to this, we want to completely extinguish face-to-face contact. Oh, good.
Yes. Let's all be robots.
That's right.
What else you got down there, Shane?
The other story I have got, just a real quick one, is remember that kid Ahmed Mohammed, the one that built a clock and then was arrested because someone thought it was a bomb?
Yeah,
he is the family of Ahmed Mohammed, the Texan schoolboy who was arrested after taking a homemade clock to school, has demanded $15 million in compensation and written apologies from the local mayor and the police chief.
Good luck.
Just to recap, the teenager made international headlines in September after he was detained when he took a homemade clock to school. The teacher contacted police after claiming the clock looked like a bomb. The teenager and his father claimed that he'd been a victim of Islamophobia. And after he was arrested, the 14-year-old was subsequently invited to the White House and met the president and the youngster.
Talk about damage control.
So he just goes on to sort of say, in a nutshell, that I don't know where he's getting the $15 million from, but that's what he's trying to get out of these people.
I'll tell you what's going on. There's this made-up Islamophobia. What is going on?
Islamophobic.
Who?
I'm terrorist phobic.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the real phobia is. The phobia is Western phobia.
That's right.
That's what it is.
We don't have a phobia against them. They hate us. Let's make that clear. We don't hate them. They hate us. Not all of them. I'm not talking about, I'm not trying to taint the whole religion.
No. Well, the crazies amongst them.
They hate Western society.
The crazy clays. The cray clays. All right. Right. Okay. So what else you got, Eric? You got something else, Eric?
I do have. There is a freezing issue. I've seen it in your story as well. iPad Pro problems already.
Yes.
Apple is investigating iPad Pro's unresponsive after charging. Oh, that's good. Battery's running down. I better plug it in.
Oh, froze.
I can't use it.
Beauty. Well, that just makes the battery last longer.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't use it, it'll never run out.
Mm.
Recommends restart as an interim fix. Thank you. Excellent. No problem.
Tim will have to get that fixed pretty quick, smart, because you can't wear an iPad out if it's not used.
That's right. And you can't buy another one if you never use the last one.
That's right. But the warranty will run out. Maybe that's what the angle is.
Maybe that's what they're wanting. Why do you run out and go, sorry, mate, out of warranty?
Oh, it's still freezing. Oh, it has since day one. Bad luck.
Bad luck. See you later. Oh, but we've got a new one here. Ta-da.
Poor Apple. We've been pretty harsh on them, haven't we?
We have lately.
Garth from the Aussie.
They just haven't done a good job of it.
Garth, our Aussie Mac Zone, picked us up on that this week.
Oh, did he?
On the Aussie Mac Zone.
Did he?
Yes.
Hello, Garth. How do you do, mate?
Have a listen to that one, Eric. I think it was episode.
I'll have a giggle tonight.
120, I think it was.
Yeah. Did he, what, this week's or last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, this week's, the latest one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny. So, didn't like our comments?
No, it was. He took offense, but he took it. He didn't like the way we were bagging on about Tim Cook doing the guy that had the Apple Watch.
Garth, come on, mate. You're starting to sound like Andy Anatko. You can't say one bad thing about Apple and everyone gets upset. It's called freedom of speech. If you don't like it, turn it off.
But anyway, so yeah, Garth.
I'm going to listen to you, Garth, later too, and I'm not going to turn you off because it'll be too busy laughing.
So don't think we don't listen, Garth.
Oh, we listen, mate. Don't worry. You go. You swear at me. I don't care. Doesn't worry, I'll just be guffawing all night.
Mm.
Aren't we one big happy family of podcasters?
We are. It's good. It's device rivalry. And in particular, I think Garth, he felt a bit taken aback because Eric was the Apple fanboy of this show.
That just goes to prove that I am completely objective.
Mm, which is good.
And I still hate the Apple Watch, and anyone that's got one, you haven't probably showered since the day you bought it. You can't get the damn thing wet.
So don't forget the Aussie Mac Zone. You can download that from iTunes. It is there as well. Michael's been a bit crooked. It hasn't been a video for a couple of weeks, but the audio's been sort of coming through every now and then. So we just wish Michael a speedy recovery. He's just had a bit of the flu or something, and he just hadn't been able to shake it. So I think he's on the mend now. So listen to that. Also, I see Obsidian Loft, Will and Jace's podcast for the Minecraft podcast, new episode this week as well. And also keep a lookout for the Old Fart Geeks. I think there's another one due fairly soon with that as well. And you can listen to them all on iTunes or through the AussieTechRadio.com.
And soon to be Google Play.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll just finish where you can get that Aussie Tech Radio. Go to AussieTechRadio.com, collection of Australian and New Zealand podcasts, all wrapped up, so they're playing and stream 24/7. So you just when you log in, you join in wherever they're up to on the round robin. But yeah, I did read that, Eric. Google Play, they're going to introduce a podcast section just like iTunes.
Oh, that'll be it. Balls up, you know that.
Well, but it doesn't matter.
It'll be full of bugs, and you need to be a techie to sort it out.
They'll work it out, and look,
we'll see.
Oh, but it'll be good. It's just another big avenue.
Oh, no, another outlet. That's nothing wrong with that, but I just know that the teething problems on this is going to be like King Kong.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Did we finish the iPad freezing issue?
Sort of.
I think you've had enough.
Editor of iMorse, Serenity Caldwell, found the that's a different one. That's a different one. Sorry, that's the pen one. She was just comparing the pen, the Surface Pro. Get back to using your iPad Pro, force restart by pressing and holding both the sleep, wake, and home buttons for at least 10 seconds until you see the Apple logo. Apple is aware of the issue and is investigating.
Well, good luck to them. When are they going to have the fix, though?
Probably version 10.2.
Hmm.
Next year when they release the last one.
Now, I've got another little story here that deals with you guys in New South Wales. New South Wales citizens who are found to possess digital files for the printing of 3D guns face up to 14 years in jail.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, of course it's good.
I reckon it's good.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, what's cray-cray, is that the same, well, similar legislation went through Queensland. They went, nah, all goody. Nothing to see. Print away. Print away.
Well, I know where the crazies are going next.
Yeah. Because the law enforcement people in Queensland are too busy harassing all the bikies, aren't they?
Well, there's bullies.
Has that died down now?
Yeah, they're still... Oh. I don't know. Don't get me started. Everyone cries because there's too much violence and crime.
But then they have legislation like that and they go, she'll be right.
Yeah, and then they put legislation in to deal with all the crime and everything and they go, nah, it's too harsh.
No, it's not too harsh. It's human. It's the invasion of private human rights and freedom of blah, 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 whatever the hell they're going to come up with.
Oh, I thought it was all right.
It's all rubbish. You've got plans to make an illegal weapon, whether it's digital, whether it's coming out of 3D printer, or you're making it in your back garage with old analog type, you know, lathes and bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's
like
wrong.
A tooling, you know, like a tooling sort of situation. It's still illegal.
Yeah, so among other things, the bill amends the Weapons Prohibitions Act 1998 to make possessing digital blueprints for the manufacture of prohibited weapons on 3D printers or electronic milling machines an offence.
There you go.
The maximum penalty is 14 years, as I said. Even if the computer containing the file is located outside of New South Wales.
So if you're a resident of New South Wales, you've had it. So yes. That just covers people who puts it in Dropbox signing in Singapore.
In May this year it was, the Queensland government decided not to proceed with the legislation to regulate and penalise the manufacture of 3D printer guns.
That's fine. You next hold up, someone will get hurt and they go, oops.
That's the thing. Someone will get hurt. Worse. You want it to be the person that said, no, we don't want these rules to be hurt.
That's right. If someone's going to be hurt, it should be the stupid person.
That's right. There's a lot of stupid people around.
Oh, God, there's not enough guns.
Make your own bullets. All right. Oh, look, this podcast will be flagged now by the FBI.
Oh, guns, I know.
I'm surprised that we haven't been shut down already.
You're going to have to edit that bit out. As soon as you mention guns, you're going to get a knock on the door.
Oh, it's already streamed out all over the place. Too late. I'll get a big knock on the door one day.
No wonder you got no lights on.
Just in case there's any future potential employers of mine, the opinions expressed by some of the members of this panel don't necessarily... what's the disclaimer you normally use?
Represent your views.
Are not necessarily my own. However, you did provide us with those notes.
Oh, look. The opinions on this show, I don't think it go too cray-cray. I think they're pretty tame.
I think it's pretty humorous.
What else are we doing? What were we up to? Who are we up to? Shane?
Eric,
keep going.
We're up to Shane.
All right, Shane.
All right. So to bring this back to a safe kind of place, NBN might have to replace Optus' messy broken cable network. Remember the cool 800 million NBN code dropped on buying the Optus HFC network? Leaked documents have revealed that the NBN Co. is thinking about replacing it entirely. Why? Because it's such a crappy infrastructure. According to the documents leaked by Fairfax, the NBN Co. is thinking about replacing or overbuilding the mostly awful Optus HFC network. Issues include high noise interference online affecting speeds,
yes. Oversubscribing... Optus network is rubbish.
Yeah, oversubscribing nodes, yep. Old equipment that needs replacing,
yep.
Network complexity,
yep.
Optus's cable modem termination system can't support NBN capacity. You think they would have done their due diligence before they dropped?
Don't forget who was in government when this deal was done.
Yeah, but isn't it still a private kind of deal between two companies that should still do their own due diligence?
Yeah, but NBN Co. was all their employees or their executives were all hired by the last government. And they were the ones, those executives, should have done the due diligence. But because they're idiots were hired by idiots, that's what happens. And then when the current government came in, they sacked a lot of them.
But this was already done?
This was already done.
Hmm.
Okay.
No wonder Optus, when I, You know, can you imagine an NBN man coming up with fat pockets going, I'll buy that for $800 million. Your first words will be, where do I sign?
Yeah, true. Well, just to finish it off, according to the document, the NBN Co. is considering overbuilding with either Telstra's HFC network or replacing it entirely with either fibre to the basement, fibre to the home, which is unlikely, or fibre to the node. Overbuilding the network would lead to cost blowout of anywhere from $150 million to $375 million and would also cause NBN Co. to miss its financial year 17 and financial year 18 targets.
Now, is that report, that story you're reading from, are they really still referring to it as NBN Co.? Because it's not NBN Co. anymore, is it?
What is it? Isn't it NBN Co.?
It's just NBN,
isn't
it?
Yeah, the story did. Well, that kind of backs up what Eric was saying.
Their website is NBN Co. still.
But you can still get to it. It redirects if you type in nbn.com.au.
Does it?
Yeah, I thought they changed their name.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'm just on there now, and I'm going to check my address again because I like having a I like being disappointed.
Their logo just says NBN, but their website is nbnco.com.au.
Right. Well, I'm going to see if I'm here. I'm still probably nowhere near it. Here we go. Let's have a look. When will this HFC business come on there, the hybrid?
I'll tell you. I've got it on my page. Aren't I good? A new technology standard that promises to deliver gigabit speeds is planned to be rolled out across Australia. This was released March this year. Across Australia from 2017, NBN Co. announced today. NBN Co. is set to become one of the first telecommunications company in the world to introduce the high-speed cable technology known as Data Over Cable Service Interface Specification DOCSIS 3.1. Supports download speeds of 10 gigabits and up to 1 gigabits upstream. There you go.
2017.
Yes.
That's like another year, 2 years.
It's a year from January.
Yeah. That's rubbish. Why can't they just do it now?
Because they're trying to get voted in, mate. I don't know. Maybe there's an update on their website.
But anyway, look, it's nowhere near Rabina. I'll give you that for free.
Well, yeah, I've just checked mine too.
See, that's one of the negatives about me potentially moving to Sydney. I could just see it as I'm driving out of my street. The NBN guy will be coming down the street and connecting the house up,
and he'd be laughing at you.
Because it's only a couple of months away. It's 3.5 months away.
But the thing is, there's a lot of cable here, mate.
Yeah, and
the download speeds and the upload stability you get from cable here is still better than your ADSL.
Yeah, true. And I understand what you're saying, like last week or whenever it was. If I knew an address, I could put it into Telstra and check what was available. Yeah. What I'd like is a map that similar to what NBN's got, so it can sort of say, okay, this suburb as a whole at a glance has got. Because I contacted Louise Savage during the week, because she lives in New South Wales, but she lives in, I don't know if I should be saying it, but
no, don't
she lives
say.
In, yeah, she lives
just
in.
Just give her a region. Give her a region.
Yeah, near Homebush.
Okay.
She calls it West Ryde, but it's technically something else that kind of matches the name of an old popular TV show.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I was just reading the some comments in the lounge. They're saying that the NBN Co's announced the purchase of Optus in HFC in 2014. So that was only last year.
No, that's not right. That's rubbish.
And nothing to do with Labor at all.
Oh, rubbish. Who's saying that? Is Julia Gillard watching? Oh, Warlock. That ruddy red undied idiot.
All right, see, Warlock, look what you've done. You're not even here, and you got him fired up.
I'm going to fire up.
All right, let's bring it back to Google offers YouTube copyright support. So this is where YouTube has said, okay, they've realised some of the videos and some of the takedowns could be a bit erroneous or a bit harsh. So for the real important cases or the ones that they want to get behind, they're going to offer up to $1 million in legal fees for some content creators who have received their takedown notices. So you'd have to be, probably a rip snorter of a video and some good music. I can't see why they – I don't know.
Let me get this straight in my head. So YouTube sends out a takedown notice or just takes it down, but then Google is saying, we'll support the person who had their video taken down, we'll support their legal costs so they can fight the takedown. But doesn't Google own YouTube?
Yeah, but they're saying, it's not YouTube that's doing the takedown. They're forced to do the takedown if someone complains.
So they're offering money to take on the people who complain in the first place. Yeah. Okay.
So Warlock has just written here, Labor were throwing out all OVHC to build complete new optical fiber. Yes, they were, but in order to do that, they had to buy Optus and Telstra out. And I've got a press release here, and the date is June 23, 2011, my friend, and Labor government was still in. So put that in your red pipe and smoke it.
All right. So, yeah, so they're copyright. So, yeah, so that YouTuber get the takedown, they take it down. And you know, sometimes, you know, because I've had takedowns for this show, I might have played a YouTube clip and it had some music in the background or just a clip they didn't like. And I've just said, oh, look, it's fair use. You know, like sometimes we might even talk over the original soundtrack. And so it still gets taken down and I just say, oh, it's fair use. And sometimes they let it go and sometimes they don't. And if they don't, I say, all right, I'll just pull that episode down then. I can't be bothered arguing with yous. But, well, probably a little trick that I learnt. I forget who told it to me. It might have been Will. Someone told it to me, but I took it out of the YouTube, this our podcast YouTube video out of the technology section and put it in the news section.
News section, yeah.
And obviously because news is pretty much exempt from copyright, I haven't had as many problems at all with the takedowns. And it was just time consuming as well. Like, not that you had to do much, but you know, you still had to do it, didn't you? And I didn't like it. But anyway, so it looks like YouTube/Google want to support some, I'd say, hand-picked people that have turned arrived to at the foul end of the copyright takedown stick. All right. Now, I've got Eric's notes here with his pen strickled all over it. Is there anything else in that hunk of notes, Eric?
Oh, just about the iPad Pro versus Surface Pro pen.
Yeah.
And she's basically saying that she found the Surface pen to be about as responsive as the Apple Pencil, but said Microsoft stylus pressure was slightly harder to control and had more trouble at writing small type. That is true. I've noticed that too. The pen that you can get from Microsoft, it comes with different nibs.
Right.
So the one that comes with the machine, it's just a standard pen. But you can buy a pen kit with different nibs on it for $94.
Yeah,
and that will, writing small type, then won't be an issue.
Oh, nice.
While we're on the subject of it, and since we've got a guru with us, with the Surface, a couple of questions. A, does the keyboard come with it? I know we kind of talked about this last week, but I wasn't clear whether...
No, it doesn't. It's separate.
Separate, oh, okay. And it's not a full-size keyboard then, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Full-size keyboard, F keys, properly spaced like a laptop, backlit as well.
Mm.
Okay, nice, and then it's got the number pad separate, or is that just on the top?
On the top.
Okay.
It's a nice little machine, that Surface. Really good. And look, I see an interesting story you've got here, Shane.
Which one?
A remake. Is on the...
Oh,
on
yeah. Okay, let me scroll down. Shroom.
Warning.
Yes. Netflix is developing a Lost in Space remake. Netflix is remaking the cult 60s series Lost in Space. Executive producer Kevin Burns confirmed. Legendary TV remake is being written by Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless. He's also did Dracula Untold, which I've never seen, and produced Game of Thrones. Neil Marshall, who's also in line to direct the thing. The original, which this surprised me, the original series lasted 3 seasons and 83 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it went longer.
Seems to just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was the transition between black and white and colour.
Maybe.
It went from black and white to colour, but I remember as a kid watching that, I loved it. You know.
Yeah, you're pushing for another takedown.
Yes. I'll take that down before we get taken down. But, yeah, look, I loved that show when I was a kid. And then when you get older, you start looking at it and you think, oh, yeah, you know. It looks like you can tell it's just in one studio, just with foam rocks and everything. But, yeah, look, that's good. That's good. I'd like, that'd be interesting to have a look. But normally, you know, all the remakes don't really work, do they, for some reason?
Not as movies. That's something. They might work as
series.
Series. We'll see. Be interesting, though.
Mm. And what do you got a picture of a big lemon for, Shane?
That's to do with the NBN thing.
Oh, because the lemon.
Oh, right. I thought you bought a car.
Lemon of a network. No, no.
All right. I'm just trawling through your guys' notes because I'm out of stories. There wasn't too much this week. It was quite...
No, it's a bit slow.
Quite boring, really, wasn't it?
I've just got that one at the top about the new AMD Crimson drivers, that's all.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about those.
AMD rectifies crashes with Diablo 3 and GTA 5 with new Crimson drivers. AMD took steps to show how they've listened to their community and improved the user experience for gamers. Performance in games is a bit of a priority for AMD's customers, along with no crashing in GTA 5 and Diablo 3. Go figure. The Crimson software is a bit of a big deal for AMD. The new drivers and or add or improve the following. FreeSync support, new flip queue size, reducing latency by around a third from the 15.7.1 Catalyst drivers. Frame pacing for DirectX 9, 20% more performance than the 15.7.1 Catalyst driver. Support for Ubuntu 15.04. Improved power efficiencies and support for free frame rate target control in DirectX 9, 10, 11 applications. The Crimson drivers are expected to be pushed out very soon and they're already available to the press. And the other day I was asked to upgrade to the 15.7.1 and earlier this afternoon I was prompted to upgrade to the Crimson drivers. So I'm running the Crimson drivers at the moment.
Nice.
But I'm not a gamer by any stretch of the imagination, so it handles web pages and Skype pretty well.
Right. That's good. That's good. That's what you want to hear. If it handles Skype good, I'm in for that. Yeah, all right. Well, I think that might just about do us. How are you going, Eric? Have you exhausted your barrel of stories?
I have. My massive barrel of three.
Yeah, cool. It was pretty, I don't know, was it boring this week? Nothing much happening.
Not much happening.
Probably coming up to Christmas.
Is there something coming? Oh, there'll be a few releases in the next couple of weeks, I suppose.
Anyone seen the Bond movie?
No, I mean, dying to see it, actually.
Yeah, it should be good. I've heard sort of so-so reviews about
it. What's it called? Sphincter. Oh, sorry, Spectre.
You wish.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, so I want to go and see that. I'll probably go see the Star Wars over the holidays.
Yes.
You've got to watch it in the cinema.
A lot of movies going on.
There is, isn't there? There is. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I think this is going to be the last show for November anyway. So, yeah, hurtling right towards Christmas. You can keep up with us on facebook.com/AussieTechEds or youtube.com/AussieTechEds. You can send us an email, Glenn, Eric, or Shane with a Y, and Eric with a K at AussieTechEds.com.au. And don't forget the Aussie Tech Security Podcast, new one out this week. So go to iTunes, download that, or on YouTube, watch that. What's his name? Roger and I, we talk about different things every episode. And this week we talked about how why you need to look out for your security on social media and how the virtual problems, key logging, or, you know, you might think it's, who cares if someone key logs me, or who cares if I, you know, send my Facebook particulars to some company who was asking for a quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, little things like that can come and visit you in the real world. And that's what you want to be. You don't want the knock on the door saying, hello, Mr. Goodman, we've noticed that you've got child porn on your computer and you've got nothing to do with it. Except
can I buy some? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, let's hope not. Yeah, but anyway, you have to listen to get the full story. So listen to that, Aussie Tech Security. and Aussie Maxone and the Obsidian Loft this week. All episodes out this week, so good stuff. Don't forget the radio. Don't forget the paper, aussietechos.com.au/paper, and show notes on the podcast page, aussietechos.com.au/podcast. All right. Good luck, Shane, with your job prospects. You be doing some more this week?
Not that I'm aware of. That's why I'm still applying for jobs because I don't want to kind of put all my eggs in one basket. But, hopefully I'll hear from one, if not both, jobs sort of by the end of this week. My fear is that one will come through a little bit before the other and, it's just, do I go for the first one because it's guaranteed, or do I hold out and see if I get the second one, or?
Well, I reckon if you get a good remuneration from the 5-hour interview one, do it. Move to Sydney.
You'd want to.
Go do it. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Adventure. Put it down as an adventure.
I don't want to sort of, because if I don't go for that one, there is a chance that I'm going to, what happens if I,
Sell your house. Rent your house out.
Rent your house. Sell it, mate.
Rent somewhere in Sydney. Go for a year on an adventure.
And if something doesn't work out, you've got a roof over your head.
That's right.
And that'll be the plan because, I mean, Marie wants the young fella to finish school here, so that's at least another 12 months.
What year is he in now?
Well, see, that's the other thing, because he's in a special school, so he's not doing mainstream school. He's doing more life skills. Right. So my argument to that is, well, surely catching a bus and doing banking to a shop is the same in Sydney as it is in Perth.
Yes.
So what's the big deal if he...
Bit more traffic and crazies.
What do they say? They say travel broadens the mind.
And we've done a fair
bit. And empties the pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good luck with whatever you're doing this week, Shane. We're going to see you next week?
At this stage, yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks for coming in, Eric. Good to see you again.
No worries, mate.
Good luck with your Renos.
Thank you, sir.
And, how good was the block last night?
I know. Options. But I hate them all. This year is the most unappealing bunch of people I've ever had the displeasure to watch.
Oh, Luke and Ebony were all right, weren't they? They're all right.
Luke and Ebony. Is that the brother and sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if I was going to go for anybody, it was probably going to be them. Yeah. But all the rest of them, well, they can just, that Caro chick needs a good...
She was good with money. I thought you would have liked that.
Oh, no, great with money, but she's got the personality of a brick.
She's all right. I liked them all. They were all good.
It was good. That's the first time you've ever watched it, mate.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, see, I'm comparing it to the last. If I've been watching it for 10 years, and this year, out of the 10 years, probably comes close to being the most unappealing bunch of people I've ever seen on TV.
So, do you reckon it's jumped the shark, do you?
Wouldn't say jumped the shark. Maybe a baby shark. We'll see.
And next year you can watch a whole lot of uneventful people in HD.
That's right. In all clear HD. There last year's
Well,
the last series of when they, who was it when that guy came on? It was last year's. I can't remember their names now. You know those guests they brought in to say thanks, say hello to Luke and Ebony before the auction. They were last year's contestants.
Oh yeah, the winners or something.
Yeah, I can't remember their names. See, that series was good.
Right.
They were really good.
Yeah. Well, I've only watched this one, and we liked it. We liked it.
Was this Kim's first time watching it?
Yes.
I'll tell her to get moving. The next one they bring out is called Reno Rumble. You got to watch that.
Yeah. All right. We'll be on top of that in HD. Good stuff. Yeah,
in HD, that's right. Balls and all.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for downloading. If you're downloading on iTunes, thanks for listening. Or if you're downloading and watching on YouTube, thanks for watching. All right. Any suggestions, give us an email. What would you like us to talk about or anything else you want us to inject into the show or take out? You might want to take Eric out. Who knows?
Hey, Shane, before we go, why don't you apply to the NBN? They're looking for people all the time.
Well, the only reason why I sort of looked further abroad than Perth and NWA is because...
Yeah, but their head office is in Sydney, mate.
Yeah, well, this particular company approached me, the Sydney one. That's the only reason I'm doing it. Otherwise, I'd just be focusing on Perth. But I guess now that I'm prepared to take the plunge for this other job, then, I can widen my horizons and go to NBN or
NBN are always looking for people. Always.
Yeah. I had a look on their – somehow I got onto their website the other day, and the only jobs that are currently available are, like, your highfalutin engineer kind of networky guru types, the designing networks, all that kind of stuff, which is a little bit above me.
Right.
Well, you
never know.
Now, look, just hot off the press, someone just sent me a scoop-on deal. Hands-on Beer and Cider Brewing Workshop. Hands-on Beer and Cider Brewing Workshop, including tastings and barbecue dinner, $35 per person, upgrade to 2 or 4 people. East Brisbane, value $80. Now you can, tonight only, $35.
Bring your own 3D printer or a gun.
And Eric's phone number for the FBI is 023.
One of us is going to get the black helicopters sooner or later.
Hang on a minute. Nothing yet.
No, I can hear it now. All right. Anyway, we're out of here. Okay, good on you guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time. Thank you and goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aussie Tech Ed is produced by The Secret Hub and recorded on the Gold Coast, Australia. Please visit our website and take part in our discussions forums at www.aussietechhead.com. Views expressed in the preceding audio do not necessarily represent those of Aussie Tech Ed or The Secret Hub. Thank you for downloading and we'll see you next episode. Bye for now.